Good afternoon and welcome to Legislative Report. And joining me at the microphone today is Lancaster County Representative John Baer. And Representative Baer, we are recording this program on Wednesday, and we've received word that there's an agreement with top lawmakers on a $28 billion state budget that could pass the state legislature. The deal, from the information I have, would increase spending by less than 1%. It would not require new or higher taxes, but relies on nearly $3 billion in expected federal aid. It would also boost spending on public school instruction by more than 4%. What do you think of this possible budget deal that's been worked out by the top legislative leaders and the governor?
Well, the good news is we got it done on time. We did our duty finally, so that's a good thing. But, you know, the concerning part about the budget is that we're really living on borrowed money. You know, this is the last year of our stimulus funds. Over the last 3 years, we've had those funds to help balance the budgets. And we're also balancing this budget on the hopes that we'll get another $850 million for Medicaid dollars, FMAP, from the federal government, which I know the governor and others will be lobbying for here towards the end of summer, into the fall. So if we don't get that, we're going to have some problems here into the fall. But, you know, at least we got it done. I would have preferred we would have looked at, you know, at a budget that was a little more fiscally conservative, at least held the line on spending, not done any increases, and would have prepared us better for the following year, because that's really when the challenges arrive. But at least we did get something done.
Now, you had offered a tax amnesty program, and that seemed to have done very well, did it not?
Yeah, we were very happy with the way that went. Despite some bumps with the way the administration decided to advertise for this and roll it out, we did receive $261 million, and we figured we'd only get $190. So that extra money has gone a long way. $50 million of it is going to be used this year to help plug the deficit we had. And, you know, it was a success all around, and most importantly, we got a lot of people and businesses back on the tax rolls.
And you got some compliments from Governor Rendell, who happens to be a Democrat, unlike you being a Republican.
Miracles will happen, right? I was at a press conference, and he said I was a good John Baer, and he praised us for our creative thinking. And it was very nice of the governor, and I appreciate that. But I think what he mentioned is really what we need to be focusing on here with the new administration, with the new legislature starting next January, and that is how can we in government do things differently, because we're not going to be able to tax our way out of this, and we only can cut so much. We got to start looking about how we can be more efficient, how we can save money, find revenue sources that have nothing to do with taxes, and really just ask what, you know, the course source or what the core functions of government really should be.
I know you're just happy to get a budget deal in place for the next fiscal year, but next year is going to be a real challenging budget time, is it not?
Yeah, and I don't want to be doom and gloom. I mean, we're looking at probably anywhere from a $3 to $5 billion structural deficit just to start. So that's a really big burden on any new governor. I don't care who you are. So what I think we should be doing now, and what I'll be working on, is as soon as we recover from this budget, go back to our offices, do a few things administratively, we need to get back on the ball here beginning of end of summer, early fall, and start putting forth a plan that we can enact to really identify these savings for the next cycle, because, you know, the governor announces his budget proposal in February. We only have a few months to really figure out how we're going to make up this difference. And again, it can't be on the back of the taxpayers of Pennsylvania. We need to get our act together, do things differently, think out of the box.
And in our remaining moments, I have to say congratulations to you. You had an addition to the Baer family.
Yeah.
Since we last spoke.
It's been a wild spring. We had a daughter, Bryn Elizabeth. She's born on June 1st, so we love our new addition, and she's been a lot of fun and been pretty easy so far. So it's been a real blessing, and now we have a full family.
All right. And you have how many other children?
We have two children total. And between two children, two dogs, and the job we have, we have plenty on our plate.
And mom's doing fine.
Mom's doing great. So everyone's healthy. We're very happy that and blessed that everything turned out. And so made for a special budget season.
Representative Baer, thank you and congratulations on the new family addition. And thank you for being with us on another Legislative Report.
Thank you.